There are good years, and then there are great years. Rhiannon Giddens is having one of those. Rolling Stone just called her one of Americana music's most vital voices. Today, she released a new album that's been more than a decade in the making. But it's hard to beat what happened back in May when she found out that she'd won a Pulitzer Prize for her opera Omar. She was thrilled. Her kids, well, they took some convincing.
And I was like, I got this thing, you know, called a Pulitzer. And they were kind of like, huh, what's that? You know, and then my son went, oh, I've heard of that. It's in that Calvin and Hobbes strip. And he like quoted the whole strip to me. Oh. And I was like, okay, that was perfect. Yeah. It was like the perfect ending to this day. You know, it was so great.
Rhiannon Giddens' opera, which she co-wrote with Michael Abels, is based on the real-life story of Omar ibn Said, a Muslim scholar from West Africa who was captured in 1807 and enslaved in South Carolina.
And here is one who has seen a few years, but he's good for some work yet.
While a slave, Ibn Said did something few in his situation got the chance to do. He wrote and published books, including an autobiography. Pretty heavy subject matter. But Rhiannon Giddens' new album is fun. It's got soul and country and blues, all sorts of classic American music. It's called You're the One.
I went through a period of being inspired by, you know, some of the women that have always inspired to, like, write, you know, writing an Aretha Franklin response, writing a Dolly Parton response. So I said, after all this stuff that I've been so serious about, which is very important to me, but even just for my own spirit, I needed a little bit of joy.
Let's start with Too Little, Too Late, Too Bad.
Like a fool, I fought you. And like a fool, I cried. Like a fool, I thought you were about to turn the tide. I was wrong, yeah. It's too little.
I'm hearing Aretha Franklin as inspiration here. Am I right?
Bingo. It's just full of her sass and her, you know, who knows if she would have ever sung it or if it would be, you know, it'd be anything close to something she'd want to sing. But, you know, it's our kind of answer to, hey, thanks Aretha for all the good stuff.
Too little, too late, too bad.
Yes, it is. There are a couple other songs that really speak to the classic country song. If you don't know how sweet it is, here I'm thinking about Loretta Lynn and Dolly Parton putting men in their place, and in a nice way, of course.
That's exactly it. I was listening to a lot of early Dolly Parton. Her first couple records, you're just like, whoa, she's just like not having any of it. So it's definitely a response to that.
I heard you whine the other day, the dinner wasn't good enough. Were just a little too loud. The steak was just a little tough. Your clothes weren't neatly folded. You had to make the bed. Well, I'm sorry for your troubles. Just think on this instead. If you don't know how sweet it is, get on out of my kitchen.
When you're writing these songs and when you're performing them, do you kind of, in a way, feel like you're channeling these artists, or are you kind of putting your own spin on it?
Well, it depends. All of those influences are already in me. There's no way I'm going to try to channel Aretha Franklin. But, you know, I'd say the one moment on the record where I really felt a particular person really come through the voice, not just the song that I wrote, was when I was recording Another Wasted Life. I definitely felt myself going into Nina Simone territory, and I just let it happen.
Another day, another you. Another story, mangled truth.
Another Wasted Life. It's my understanding that it's inspired by a story that New Yorkers certainly know very well, or people who follow the criminal justice system know very well. It's about Kalief Browder, who was locked up on Rikers Island as a teenager for 3 years on what turned out to be bogus charges that he stole a backpack. He was eventually released and exonerated, but the trauma was too much, and he took his own life.
He's given solitary time and institutional caprice.
Whatever you've done or haven't done, that's inhumane. Then you have the fact that he wasn't even charged. He couldn't post bail because he had been on probation. It was just all the crap that goes along with how unjust the criminal justice system is and how it's not about rehabilitation. It's about how many people can we get in there and keep in there. It's just another wasted life. And when this opportunity came out to put this record out, I said, this has to be on here. And it's the one that I care the most about. I love all the songs, but that's the one that every time I hear it, I want to cry. I wanted to bring attention to it. And I wanted to say, we're all missing out with these situations because we're all losing these brilliant people who are being put in cages and forgotten about.
You know, it's interesting that you have said that I need my work to bring joy in this moment because there is so much that does not bring joy.
I was just talking about this, like, even as crappy as some people's lives are, you know, in this country, like, there's such inequality. We're so separated from each other in a lot of ways. And I think that music, art, culture, these are the things that we've always had as humans. We need more of that back, you know, in our lives. I just wish I could just wave a magic wand and we'd all be singing together. I don't know.
All right. Well, so in preparation, because you're going on tour in support of the album and also presumably to see all of us, your fans. So which song from the album should we practice in preparation for your tour?
Way Over Yonder.
Okay. Way Over Yonder. Rhiannon Giddens, her latest album is You're the One. Thank you so much for talking to us once again.
Thanks for having me. There's a place I go.